good morning, everybody. This AC. I want to welcome y'all to the Bay Life Morning Show. I'm here. I'm just glad to be welcome in the building, man. I'm here with Squareopolis. It's my boy. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. He welcomed me to do What Itself on the air to show him here today. And we're doing episode 2. It's going to be fabulous. We got a lot of questions. A lot of people was giving me feedback. It's been really exciting, you know. Really exciting, man. A lot of people have been, you know, Square, a lot of people have been showing me some stuff and telling me I opened up some doors, you know, and kind of like made them think about some things. So,
yes, sir.
I know we're going to really break it down today.
Yes, sir.
I'm just glad you have me here, man.
Okay.
How y'all doing today, man? Like my boy Square said, man, I'm just here to give y'all a moment of clarity, if you will. You know, just to check in with self, man. It's self-check every time you talk to AC, man. Because I'm checking on me. I want to check on you. So everybody get a moment to really just feel that, dig that. What is self? Like he said, check that out on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can follow me on Instagram, ACFRFR. Again, also on Instagram, ACFRFR. I'm here just to really open y'all up, man, because sometimes we forget to check in with the man in the mirror, right? Today on What Is Self, episode 2, we're here to talk about self-desire, right? Because sometimes we get confused with needs, wants, and all these different things, right? And so much going on, do we really check in with focusing on what is it that we desiring and why, and these things that we doing with motive, and you know, we got to really check on that because it's inclusive and it's important to what we're doing with our lives and everything outside of that. You know, everybody a part of that. I wanted to introduce a real cool self fact here today. It's that even the illusion of progress is motivating. Even the illusion. And that's a fact. That's a fact about self, no matter who you are, right? I'm talking to you. Everybody out there, anybody listening, right? The illusion of progress is motivating. That's like, you know, you see somebody driving by, you walking down the street or whatever, where you at, and say you who you are. I don't want to call it average, but say you don't have a Lamborghini. And you see this guy driving by in this Lamborghini. It's got all the bells and whistles. It's so shiny, right? You don't know what he got going on. You don't know if he got a job or if he got, you know, $1 million empire or some kind of business going. But you see him with that Lamborghini and you might just start, it's motivating. It's like, damn, that's a nice car. It might make you want something that you want more. It might not even be a Lamborghini, right? It's just, it's the motivation of seeing some illusion of progress. You don't even know what's behind it. And what's really behind that is something that's called the goal gradient effect. This is 1934, was a study by Clark Hull, and it's basically saying that you will accelerate your behavior as you get closer to your goals because you feel more motivated when you feel closer to it. It's like when you see a target, and if it's closer to than the other target, you feel more confident about hitting this close target. That's just how it is when it comes to proximity. So I wanted to share that with y'all, help y'all think about some of the things that we're doing because, you know, some of our goals and the way we setting the goals that we have for desire or for need, either or, we're not thinking about, you know, everything in the picture. Sometimes we get caught up in how close something seems or how easy attainable something seems rather than what's really needed and what we really need to be focusing on, man. Just think about that, you know, because motivation is something that we really got to cultivate in ourselves, and it can really be built, even just the illusion process. It can be a good thing too. You know, you see your boy and he's doing something great, and if he getting some support on it, even just a small amount of support, that can make you, you know, motivated. That can make you be like, you know what, man, I could do something too. And that's the attitude y'all should be having out there, man. Y'all should be really conscious of it and thinking about what you're motivated by, what it is that's got you focused on goals, you know, what it is that you desire. And so, you know, when we're about to get into this episode, I really want to check y'all out. We're going to talk to Square first, though. We're going to give him 3 minutes, right? Because this is something that I give everybody on this interview. It's going to be a cool thing to do. And not enough people get a chance to really do it. And it really gives, you know, a highlight of the person. But We want to see what Square got to say. I want to hear what you got to say about yourself for 3 minutes.
Yes, sir. So I'm going to put it to you like this. When I think of self, I think of, as my wife taught me, shout out to my Mimi, I am a work in progress. I am a person that is trying to better himself daily in some way, shape, or form. I ain't saying I'm looking for perfection. I'm saying that I'm looking for betterment in myself and to be able to be a better example to those around me. Since I got grandchildren around me, I still have my kids. Even though they've grown now, it's still people that pay attention to what Square is bringing to the table. And I have to make sure I'm on my P's and Q's. I can also say that I am a person that is concerned about what is going on in this world, not just here in Oakland, not just here in America, but around the world. Not saying that I can save the world, but back to those examples I'm trying to set, I might influence somebody to open up, and they may have the resources to bring about positive change in Oakland or in America or in the world. So I'm always striving for that, because I feel like if people are happy, then there's less problems in the world. I think most problems, not all, but most problems stem from people's lack of love, lack of nurturing, lack of knowledge of self, yep. Lack of resources, lack of being able to just enjoy what they enjoy in life. And like I said, it's not everybody. There are some people that get a kick out of misery. Misery does love company. So there are some people out here that's all they're looking for.
Yeah.
But those of us that are looking for a positive vibe, and I think that's why we're doing this here with What Is Self podcast, yeah, is to get people to start thinking about where they can make changes in their own life, and then turn that into a positive projection for others to feed off of, and maybe we can all get in a positive light, and we can do what is necessary to keep that positivity, that positive energy that I know we all need. Just like we get energy from the sun, we need energy from one another, because we're all energy when it's all said and done. And my last point, since I have 3 minutes, I had to catch my wind, because, you know, as you get up here in age, I have to realize the lungs don't expand unless Mary Jane is in the play. But that's a whole nother segment. But the last thing I could say of this 3 minutes is, it's also important to me to be able to stay on my health, my peace of mind.
Right.
Then the material things, the resources, the finances. If I don't have those first two things, which I'm always looking at, trying to better myself, trying to learn something different about myself, about what my body can handle, about what my mind can handle, and keep my spiritual connection with the Creator, those things, and then once again, I'm not saying I'm perfect, nor am I striving to be perfect, but I am trying to be here for my family, my wife, my parents. My father's gone, but I'm still trying to set the example that he taught me. I'm trying to make sure I stay connected with my mother. And like I said, my wife, she's priority number one, because that's what we married her for. But all in all, What Is Self is important to a Square.
All right, Square, I like that, man. I like that. So you had a lot to say about, you know, improvement and focusing, and so first off though, let me just make sure they know who you are. What's your occupation? You a DJ, right? Or I mean, among,
yes,
many things.
Yes,
right?
I've been calling myself a DJ for over 30 years.
Wow.
Now, since high school.
I'm 30 years
got
old.
Got a chance to in 85 do a school dance with a dual cassette player. We didn't even have the records and stuff there. We were just me and a friend. Major shout out to Bill Sniffin, St.
Yeah.
Joe's Pilots. We were able to, and it was just a one-time experience, but I had always been paying attention to what is going on ever since the late 70s, what hip-hop was coming out. We didn't have it played on the radio as a regular, so you had to find either parties or you had to find radio stations that were playing. And major shout out to one of my idols, DJ Davey D. He was playing on Sunday mornings, 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, on Calix, UC Berkeley station.
Wait.
And he was bringing all the hip hop that we knew about at that time because he was from New York but was living here.
So go ahead. So wait, Skirts, you telling me y'all didn't have no radio stations? Like, there was no 106 or something?
That 106 at the time was the Camel, just like that Camel cigarette that you see. They had that Camel on there, and they were playing rock and stuff like that.
There was no hip-hop culture?
Say that again?
There was no hip-hop culture on the radio?
On the mainstream, but underground stations, and like I said, stations that when a guy could come in like you're doing now and doing a podcast, because there was no internet yet either. So you had to find the parties. You had to find the opportunities to hear it over the radio on different, another DJ by the name of Kevy Kev, also from New York, that moved to California. He was on Stanford's radio station. I think it's KCSM is what it is. And we had KPOO in San Francisco that played hip hop on certain days, but they didn't play it like it was nowhere near where it's at now, where every other 5 minutes you hearing some hip hop. But everything that's today is not hip hop, but we can get into that as well on another episode. But bottom line, late 80s, I finally got a chance. Major shout out to Antar Johnson. He sold me my first pair of 1200s, which I still have today.
What are 1200s?
1200s, Technique 1200s, or turntables that you see old school DJs and some new use now if you're not using a controller. These are 1200s, what we got right here in front of you here in the studio. These are 1200 Technique 1200s right here. If you get the angle, I'm pointing at it.
Yes,
and those
sir,
of y'all that's on Twitter, you can look visually at All Day Play FM at All Day Play FM. Otherwise than that, we just continue to keep the saga going. And now, 30 years later, I've been blessed to be a recipient of the East Bay Express Best DJ in the Bay last year, and was also blessed to have several opportunities to be involved in high caliber community events to where my craft is appreciated. And so the rest is history, and we still doing what we love, and we still trying to keep the old school hip hop, the original hip hop, the golden era as they call it, trying to keep that alive amongst all this fooleration.
Oh man, that's great, man. See, so you have a long journey of polishing yourself, and you seem like you started something when you was young, you worked on it for some time, you learned it, mastered something, right? That's what I talk about a lot, mastering yourself. And I think a lot of people, they forget that some things take time. It takes time to develop, right? It don't happen overnight. So we're gonna get right into it. One other thing I wanted to ask you about, because people were asking me, I got people were giving me feedback, and somebody said, "Hey, who's this DJ that you shouted out? Who's that guy, Scribblers?" They were like, "What's that King's Journey thing that you guys are talking about?" And so, I wanted to let you get some, some details on that. I know I said something. We got a community event that we sponsored together. What would you say about King's Journey, man?
So King's Journey is an idea that me and AC came about based off the acronym of where we work at. We're both barbers at KJ's Barbershop and Hair Creations, 8701 East 14th in Oakland. We share the same block with the East Bay Dragons. So come and check us out. Major shout out to Neff, Emmett, Joe, Carlos, Daryl, Bill the Barber,
BTB.
Paris in the back with a touch of Paris.
Shout out,
Beauty Salon, and who am I? Oh, Ra.
Los.
And, yes. I said Carlos. I don't want no trouble. Stress-free in the house. And but bottom line, we developed this idea of that, just like KJ's, Joe's idea was keeping Jesus. Me and AC decided to use that KJ and call it King's Journey, since we're all kings and we all are on a journey of life. And we can incorporate the things that we do in this or under this umbrella of King's Journey. And we've been putting together community events, trying to connect with the community to get solutions to the various problems that plague our community and stuff. And so we're working on trying to get something together in March. We'll be connecting with several public and political and social people to give information and cross information to develop better conditions for our people worldwide. That's our goal at King's Journey.
Man, man, you said it. You know, I probably wouldn't say anything better. Anything else I would, you know, shoot. Yeah, we really connecting with people and just trying to bring everybody together with as much information as possible, man. And so I just wanted to check y'all out on that information. We're going to come back real soon and just give y'all really a question and answers about self-desire, man. Hope y'all appreciate what we said so far. Keep listening, man. What is self? With Squarepolis and AC. All right, yeah, man, we just going to check it out, right? Wanted to get right to it. We was talking about self-desire and what does that mean? The desire, you know, the things that one craves, the things that one wants, not needs. I'm not talking about needs, y'all. I'm talking about things that you just want, the things that you up thinking about, that you maybe even temptations, you know, even the things that you want just to be happy, you know, all those different things, right? So I'm gonna ask you, Square, what desires do you have for self?
Well, like I was saying before, it's about self-betterment. That's priority, and also, you know, it's always better. Hoping that my examples, like I was saying before, I mean, it's pretty much saying the same things over, so I don't want to keep repeating myself. The desire in me, I'm at an age where my desires are more trying to get what is needed accomplished, more so than you know, actually the material or the want some physical or anything like that. It's just really now, because I know whatever brings peace and whatever brings positive energy and stuff like that, then I think everything will be peaceful in myself.
Okay. So yeah, that, I mean, that's, I like how you said it. You said your desire is to do the thing that you need. That's interesting. You know, I could ask him what his needs are, right? But so he says,
no, because my needs are same as yours.
Exactly.
Family.
That's right.
Health.
Yes,
you know, the important things. So that's why I say that's kind of redundant. I think you should.
No,
focus.
I know.
Right.
Yeah, no. I was just checking in. I was making a point that he said it's his desire is to do the things that he needs. I don't know if y'all caught that, because everybody doesn't think that way. That's what I was making a point to, is the fact that, you know, a lot of us just desire things that, you know, and that's nothing wrong with having, you know, you want a Mercedes Benz, or you want, you know, say you want a girl with a big butt, you know, excuse my language, I'm just telling the truth, right? Some of these, you know, guys and ladies out there, we have different desires that we're not checking in on, you know. I want to have a lot of power, and I'm honest about that. I really want to have a whole lot of power, y'all. I want to tell y'all that right now. But I want to break that down real quick, because power, in the real definition of it, is the ability to influence. And so that's what I want. I want the ability to influence others. And I really want to help everybody else be empowered and be stronger and be more mindful of themselves. Hope you got that. Hope you're focusing on the things that you really want, and hope you're doing something about it. What can you do to achieve those desires for self, Square? What can you do?
Practice makes, I won't say perfect, but
right.
If you don't make it happen, there ain't no sense in talking about it.
action. So he's talking about execution. Okay, okay. So when you achieve those desires, how will you be benefited? I mean, what is it going to do for you?
It depends on the desire. And like I said, if my health is good, then I've achieved that desire. If my finances and my family is good, my wife is happy, then those things are beneficial. Everything else is secondary to me. I can't speak on everybody else, but everything else is secondary to me. And I worry about that when I cross that bridge.
So you mean it's going to benefit the others around you?
I hope so, but only God can tell that one, because it's based off of how they receive it and what they do with it.
That's right. Y'all caught that. So, do you desire to build with those who have like-minded views?
Yep, like I said earlier, I'm worried about my community and the world around me. So, everything I try to do, you know, if I'm going to be an example, I want it to be a positive one.
Are there things that you want to call taboo? You know what I mean? Like that you want? Are there things that you can say that you want that are taboos to other people or to, you know, that
anything
you wouldn't need?
Anything that's negative, you know, just look at the name and the whole taboo energy. No one really finds anything positive when the word is even mentioned. It's really about positive energy and trying to make others happy around you.
That's right. So with all that said, you know, where are you going from here in 2020?
The same place I've been going for the past 30 years. Trying to go upwards, trying to make a positive example, trying to better myself every day, stay connected with my creator, make sure my wife is happy. Same things I'm saying.
Okay. Right. But I want to focus on the questions and the topic of desire itself and the concept, because people also, I had some feedback from a couple people. They were saying, you know, they did not, it wasn't negative feedback, but they said they wanted to hear less about me and more about the show, more about what I'm saying, more about the self concept. And so I appreciated that, because that made sense. They said, you know, nobody knows who I am yet. And I get that, right? I'm not a popular guy. I'm not supposed to be. I'm not trying to be here for popularity. It's what itself, most of my listeners know that I have other things going on, because they on my page checking it out. So, yeah, I am a proud barber. I'm podcast host also, obviously, of this show, What Itself. And I'm a barber, as Rodney said, down at KJ's over in Oakland on 87th International. And I also am a co-owner of Sir. It's a business that I've been working on and been polishing. It's still in the construction phase on some parts, because I have some insurance things that I need to get signed off. But I'm proud because I'm inspiring my kids, and that's what I desire to do. Inspire my kids more than anything. Inspire those that are around me, and that's what I've been doing in all my past years and with my life. I've made many mistakes, but I show that there is no give up, there is no quit, there is no stop. So I desire to just be an example to those around me. I desire to be a revolving, shining light of hope for somebody, because if you've got faith, hope, and love inside your heart, then you can do anything, and it starts with yourself. That's what this show is all about, self. That's why I don't want to get confused, and I don't want to just talk about me on the show. I want to make sure that you guys know who I am, and I definitely will give you more and more of me each episode, because I want you to grow with me. I want you to get your time to get to know me. I don't want to give it all to you right now. I want you to ask questions. I want you to give me your feedback. Send your comments in. That's what it's for. So check us out every week, every Wednesday. I'm going to be checking y'all out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Apple music listening devices. If you guys want to, you know, send in your feedback and ask actually specific questions on what you want to hear about or different topics about self, if you thought there was something about the show that didn't really grab you, or you felt like I should have touched on it a little more, let me know that. I want to know, because I'm really trying to help y'all It's not just about helping myself. It's about all of us being better internally so we can be a better collective, you know? And that's what I desire. I just desire to touch people. I think, you know, and I had to speak on this, right? I didn't want to speak on this on the last episode. You know, I talked about Tupac, rest in power, you know, Tupac. I talked about Nipsey Hussle, right? And, you know, rest in peace him too. But I really, really don't want to be a tag along. I'm not trying to be here for ratings at all. I'm not doing that. So when I say this, you know, please accept this in all humility. And, you know, I got to say this the way I want to say this because I feel like it hasn't been said. I'm thinking about even Kobe, you know, and his situation. And, you know, shout out to, you know, everybody and, you know, send my condolences to his families. And not just Kobe's family, but the families of all the families that was on that helicopter. The families of all those family members, the families of the pilot, everybody. Because I've been hearing all the controversy where, you know, it's crazy. I don't want to, you know, make nobody upset, but, you know, the world naturally only noticed that, you know, Kobe is, you know, in that situation. And the truth is, there's so many more people involved. I just wanted to touch on that because one of the things that I saw when this event happened, they played an interview and Kobe said, if you're not waking up every day excited about what you got to do for work, then maybe you need to quit your job. Maybe you need to give up what you're doing. He said, because I get up every morning excited. He said, man, I when I'm not at the gym, when I'm not training, I miss it. And that's how I feel. I understand that. He said, so whatever it is that you're doing and that you love and that you, when you're not doing it, you're mad that you're not doing it, you miss doing it, you wish you was doing it, that's what God put you on this planet to do. Whatever you purely happy doing, you know, that's just helping people. My mom's a nurse, like I said. And so some people just like helping people. Some people just like giving. Some people like creating stuff, right? They might be different type of artists. Some people like making, you know, other people happy. And I just like building other people up. I like giving somebody something that they can shine and be powerful with in themselves. I like giving somebody something that they can grow with and be better with and open up themselves with. So this is what this is about. You know, when I heard that, I'll be honest with you, that was catalytic again for me because, you know, Squareopolis was actually part of, you know, me really, really executing this podcast, y'all. We had a deep conversation, man. Me and my brother are really actually close. We bump heads a few times, I'll be honest. I'm a difficult brother to deal with sometimes, though, right? I'll be honest about myself. But we had so cool conversations, and I talked about the podcast idea. He's like, so what are you doing? Why are you not going to do it, right? And so I felt that. He was right. You know what I mean? Why hold up on it? Give the people what they need. Give yourself what you need. And I always felt like, you know, I needed to be a beacon of light to somebody. You know what I mean? And that's what I really enjoy doing, helping others. And I heard that tape by Kobe, and it moved me, man. I knew I had to get on it. Stop playing, man. I enjoy being a barber. I enjoy doing all this food stuff. I enjoy, you know, helping people in any way that I can, but the most that I really appreciate, man, is touching somebody and giving you something that's gonna make you feel good about you. That's that spiritual bank account. I mean, I don't know. What do you think about self-desire, Square? Do you think people is out here, you know, what about the things that they're doing that they just doing frivolously? What can we say about that? We just talking about public. We're not talking about you now. We're just talking about these. And I mean, we can think about different margins of the age gap, generation, right? What is it that people are doing? Why is it that they so caught up in that? Why can't people get out of their ways?
I think it has a lot to do with following what they think is the way to go, doing what they see other people do and thinking that popularity is more important than actual self, so to speak, and self-betterment, getting themselves together, things of that nature, before we worry about what others are doing and things, and feeling like we're supposed to follow a certain criteria if everybody else is doing that as well, versus being about self and maybe what you individually feel is good for you and good for what you put out there. I think that has a lot to do with it.
That's right. I feel that. I mean, do you think fear ever plays a part in people's minds, in their desires? Like, they doing things because they scared other people going to say something if they not, right. Or, you know.
Fear of other people's opinion.
Right.
And worrying about other people's
opinion.
Like
you said.
And letting other people control and dictate how you do things.
So, what are some of the things that people can do to break that? I mean, because, you know, you I know people that want to do better. They want to change. Then, and like I said in episode one, sometimes, you know, you start and people are targeting you. They harassing you. They teasing you. Or they just treating you differently for whatever reason, because you on a mission for yourself. And then you get caught up because you're, like, on the fence. You're like, do I revert back? I call it relapsing, Square. That's what I call it. I got a cousin. My cousin E. I call it relapsing. We be like, oh man, they relapsed, man. You know, we ain't even talking about drugs. We just talking about, because you can be rehabilitated through anything, right? Any addictive behavior or anything that's not healthy for you, I guess, right? So I feel like if you revert back, you relapsed. And that's what happens sometimes when people, they push your buttons because you changing. How do you fight that, though?
Me personally, I try my damnedest not to follow. I understand everybody has their own opinion and their own view of what they think may be best for them and may think what's best for me. And it might work for them and it might work for me if I apply it, but it's still my choice. So I just let people, I listen, but I let people do what they do.
Okay. I like that, man. So when, you know, you're talking about your desires, for example, some of us have habits, and I think we all, no, let me rephrase that. All of us have habits, right? And some of us are, you know, honest about them. Some of us are guilty about them. Some of us are just, you know, okay with ourselves because we have them under control. Some of them are not under control. Are there any habits that you have that you feel, you know, that are desires? That, you know, because some habits are probably out of desire. I wouldn't say that they're out of needs. So if it, you know, you have a habit, is there anything that you it takes constant effort to manage for you?
Communication, being a better communicator and stuff, especially with my wife.
Me too.
And just. You know, I'm human, so
right.
It just depends on the situation and things of that nature, you know. But I do strive to try to...
I want to touch on that. I'm sorry to stop you. When you say I am human, I mean, because people say that all the time, though. It's such a used, you know, and redundant saying now. What do you mean I am human? Because I think people use it in the wrong phrasing, but I think you was well-placed when you said it.
Meaning I'm open to mistakes. I have flaws.
Right.
I'm human.
Yes. That's good, man. That's good. Because a lot of people can't do that. I said to myself years ago, I used to say, you know, Squire, I used to say, being a man, you know, one of the first things about that is being able to admit you're wrong. And I think that's just being human. It's just not being a man. It's just being a human. We got to be able to admit those mistakes, those personal flaws. And that starts with looking in the mirror, y'all. You got to check on yourself. Make sure you're not desiring these things that's too much. Make sure you're not, you know, going after the desires over your needs. Ask yourself today, what is something that you desire? Are you managing it? You know, do you have a habit that you might need to pull back on a little bit? So, what would you say you want to do when it comes to giving the world something, Square? What do you want to give the world?
The same thing I've been giving. My energy, my ideals. But I accept the fact that everybody don't look at things the same way as I do. So that's when I just give the example and I leave it up to them.
Okay. Do you think you have the ability to do as you want for others? Like, you know, you ever had that want where you like, man, I want to do something for my mom. I want to do something for my friend. Or I'm going to do something for my kids. Are you in a position where you feel you can make those things, produce those? Are you in a resourceful mode?
Yes, that's the way I try to fly. I try to put it out there. up to others to receive it.
Did it take you a lot of work to become in that position? Like,
well, yeah, there were selfish moments.
Really?
And I really had to learn from what I saw from my mom and dad, how selfless they were. And I've just really tried to adopt that approach.
Could you maybe speak about a moment, a short moment, about when maybe you had weakness with self-desire? You know what I mean?
Every day. It's always. Every day. I smoke.
That's honest.
You know, more than just weed. I smoke cigarettes. So that's a self-desire that I know is not benefiting me.
You see how he's identifying those, y'all?
Yeah. So there's your example.
See, some people are not honest with themselves, though, right? They're like, you know, everybody smokes or do that. Yeah, but it's still a desire, right? And so, do you pray or what is something, what would you really say helps you to stay in control of yourself?
Meditation. The Creator, and my wife.
Wow. And how do you meditate?
You shut out the world. You know what meditation is, just shutting out the world and getting in some peace and quiet and just really focusing on what your mind, let your mind go free.
And there's more than one way to meditate, right?
I guess. I'm just giving you what I do.
That's right.
That's all I can do.
All right, let's just check it in, man. Square's so cool. You ever wanted to do something? Like, you had a want to do something for somebody and you couldn't, and it felt bad?
Every day. There's always things that you can't do. You could try to help people, but if they're not willing to receive it, then you can't.
What's something big in the community you would do today if you could that you can't right now?
Clean up those homeless people that
are
around the
shop. Wow, let's talk about
that.
Wow. Man, that's crazy, right? The homeless people, are you talking about the ones that's... let's get specific with it. Are you talking about the ones that's in these different encampments, these different tents?
In the different encampments.
Man, that's wow. I'm gonna just kind of have a moment of silence for that. You know, because it's rough. I'm be honest. Let me share something with y'all. You know, so let me get real personal with y'all. You know. I see these homeless encampments, man. I see these people, you know, they piling up on the streets, and it's becoming more and more, and you know, city, county places are supposedly coming up with these resources and different programs and stuff. Man, I'm 30 years old. I've been living, like I said, in the Bay Area my whole life, man. I never really seen anything like this, and I don't think it's going on like this anywhere else, man. It's really crazy. I have never seen tents outside until these years, man. It's just a crazy time that we're living in. And when you say, he said he want to fix some of the things that's going on with that, I understand it, right? Because I got an older brother. And he's unfortunately, you know, been out there. He's been out there on them streets, man. And, you know, he suffers with, you know, mental illness, man. And it's like... this probably is part of the reason I've been so hungry for this knowledge, man, to understand the psyche and understand how we dealing with these emotions and these things that are on the outside of us, and they happen so regularly to all of us, but we don't know how to deal with it sometimes. And so that they, you know, it's a ripple effect. You know, it's a slippery slope. I don't know if you've ever been on a slippery slope. It just keeps going. And so sometimes that's what happens to some of these people, and that's where they end up, man. They out there homeless in these tents, man, because they're on a slippery slope. And some people choose to be out there, right? Some people are minimalists. They looking at it like they don't need all this extra stuff that we got going on. They want to be off the grid. And some people, you know, it's not all drug use. Some people lost a job or whatever, right? Some people had a bad situation in their family and didn't have enough support. My point is, it could be you any day if you're not checking in with yourself. If you're not, you know, receiving the things that self needs, when it comes to self-help, self-care, self, you know, health, just thinking about what you can do to better yourself, because you are naturally connected to everybody else around you. You need to make sure that you giving somebody something that's resourceful. And if you don't have nothing to give, You know, if you're not taking care of yourself, you don't have nothing to give. Trust me. Self-desire is a really important issue. We all get caught up with it. As he said, Squarepants. He smokes. I'm an avid smoker myself, so I definitely know about that. And I've seen people struggle with addiction my whole life. I've seen, you know, I've got family members, man, I can tell you. So my point is, I understand, man, real close to me, what addiction is. And you could be addicted to anything the wrong way. You could have too much desire of, you know, your ego could be the wrong thing. Don't get your ego too blown up, right? You got to feel good about yourself, right? That's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to feel good about ourselves. But don't let your ego get twisted. Don't get too prideful, y'all, because what are you doing to chase some of these things that you want, right? What are some of the things that you want in life? Have you figured out? Hey, it's tax season right now. Ain't it, Square? It's tax season.
Every day is tax season.
I like that. I like, see, he got the right answers. Every day is tax season. See, some of y'all are so excited right now because it's taxes coming up. Y'all ain't got these W-2s and whatnot. They coming in the mail. You sending them. You're, oh, I got kids. You got all these. Somebody get a new car. Somebody going to the mall, right? They're going to get all these new. And somebody got these gadgets. They got the new I whatever, right? The new Galaxy, right? Because the taxes that came in. That's crazy. That's crazy. I heard a listening tape one time. They was talking about how the average American, you know, we work 52 weeks a year, and you get excited because they give you 2 weeks off, and then they throw you back a piece of your money. Tax season. They throw you back a piece of it. That's a trip.
That's America for you.
You know what I mean? But people get excited about that. They get a tax season, and you hear people go. So that's the time when we check our desires, right? It's tax season coming up. What are you doing with your tax money? You know, I'm not gonna get personal deep all in your pocket like that, but what are you doing with your tax money, Square? Do you have any plans?
I don't get no tax money.
Okay. See, and that's, that might be G14 classified. Uh-oh. So, my point is, though, what are you guys out there doing with your taxes? Are you investing it in yourself? Not in a phone. I'm not talking about the iPhone 10, y'all. I'm talking about your health, your business. Are you thinking about business if you don't have one? Are you thinking about investing in a new skill that can help you get paid more at your job and your career? Are you thinking about investing in your children, maybe starting them into a program, an instrument, a sports team, learning something more? What are you doing with your taxes, man? Don't waste it. Don't go to the mall, man. I don't want to see nobody at the mall and they got their whole tax check. Oh, my God. You know, it's really important, man. It's 2020. Y'all need to check on your desires, man. What is your 2020 vision looking like? Is it blurry? Are you really looking into your wants? You should write these things down, too, y'all. I'm getting into it. I'm not the best. I swear, I'm not the best at writing stuff down. Even this interview, it took me so much time just to write some of this stuff because I'm lazy with that, right? And I know that, though. That's an honest fact about myself. I got to work on it because writing things down helps y'all. Write down and separate it. Maybe it's a good day. Y'all sit down, write down what you want, and write down what you need. I read this great book. Hey, Square, you ever heard of this book, How to Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill? I think that's what it's called. Yeah, it's How to Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard of that one.
And so he was talking about defining your wants and your desires. You know, because some people say, I want $1 million, or I want a lot of money, or I want a big house, I want a nice job, I want to, you know, I want this, I want to, you know, excuse my language, some guys want a badge, you know, whatever, right? They want a nice car, they want whatever, they want to be important, you know. And so when somebody says, I want a big house, or I want a lot of money, what does that mean? Because if Square says he wants a big house and I say I want a big house, he might want a different house than me. He might be talking about 3 bedrooms. That might be big to him. Or he might be talking about 12. I might be talking about a baby mansion. I might be cool with a condo. So you got to be specific. Well, this one cuts. Y'all don't know about this. So what do y'all want when you say you want a lot of money? You know, when you say a lot of money, what's a lot of money to you, Square?
$0.
See, y'all, that just blew some of y'all minds. Y'all wasn't ready for that. Y'all, that's a whole other episode, right? What y'all don't even know what that is. Because if you ask me what a lot of money is, I'm not going to put a number on it. I'm going to say enough that I can be able to enable others around me perpetually for generations to come. That's how much. So that's a lot of money to me. I can't put a number on that, right? So somebody might have yelled out, you know, when you're talking about a bag. Everybody wants a bag, right? That's this 2020, 2019, 2018. It's this sensation. They on this wave. Y'all need to get off the wave, too, because, you know, waves is going back to the ocean. Y'all going to crash. I'm just telling you. Everybody's on this wave talking about get the bag. I want a bag. They hear the song. I want a bag, right? You want a bag. I know you do. You're listening right now. You know you want a bag. What is a bag to you, though? Because some people might say a bag is $1 million. Some guys, but I bet you a bag ain't $1 million to Mark Zuckerberg. I bet you Bill Gates is looking at a bag and he's like, what am I gonna do with that? Because he got a bank, you know what I mean? And so y'all need to define what do y'all want and how much specifically is that? And then not just what, when? When do you want it? Don't say I want $1 million. When? Now? In 5 years? And you know, in 2 years, in 3 years, and then you set a deadline on it, right? And we're not just talking about money. We're talking about this could be you losing 20 pounds. This could be you giving your kids more time. This could be you putting more energy into your job and saying, you know what, I'm going to put 8 hours in every day I get home on my own craft because I'm building some business stuff. This could be anything that you're working on. When do you want to make it happen, though? When do you want to be at this stage, that stage? When do you want people to see it? When, right? Write it down, though. Don't tell me about it. I mean, you can definitely send your comments, feedback. I love to hear about it. Send me a link, you know what I mean? We can talk. But I want you to write it down for yourself, right? This is about self. This is about self, man. This ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm just somebody talking to you. Hopefully, God willing, that's my boy Jacob Fade. As he says, God willing, I'm being a portal to you guys just to speak about self, man. I hope I'm waking somebody up. Hope. It's hard staying woke, Square. I hope somebody's thinking about this. I hope some of these things are sinking in because I'm not a professional. Let me just advise that again. I'm not a doctor. I have no PhD on this subject. I'm just a very experienced individual. I've been through some scuffles. I have some marks, scars. I have some glorified moments that I can speak about. I'm proud about. Life has touched me. And I feel like I can be a blessing in your life too, man. Just think about what you want, when you want it, and then how. Because you know what my auntie said when I was a kid, Square? When I was a kid, I had an auntie. Sister CEO. Shout out Sister CEO, Cheryl D. Broussard. She's an author of Ladies Financial Empowerment books. Y'all go check her out. That's my aunt, Cheryl D. Broussard. Cheryl Broussard. Cheryl D. Broussard, sisterceo.com. You can check her out. She's got many books about financial empowerment. She's got a few about relationships. That's my aunt. And so as a kid, she always told me, people make themselves complicated. You know, they make life hard. She said, it's not really hard to get the things that you want or to do the things that you need. You just need to figure out what it is, what it takes, and then do it. Execution, y'all. Execution. So that's what 2020 is for me, execution. Y'all need to be thinking about self-desire. What are the things that you want? And then when you write down these things that you want, it's okay if you want $1 million. If you don't want to give it to everybody, that's your personal thing. You need to work on that on another episode. We're going to talk about that, being, you know, too selfish. But whatever you want, it's okay. Just make sure you're doing something about it, because that makes a crabby person, right? Well, what happens to a person when they're not chasing their desires, Square? What happens?
They probably get miserable.
Ooh. You ever been there?
Sometimes, you know, we, once again, not perfect, so there's been times that I haven't been able to achieve my desire.
Okay. I mean, I've been there too, right? I've been there, man. Y'all don't even know, man. I wouldn't even go down the list to say, because I don't want to talk about myself all day, man, but I've definitely been there where I was not able, you know, to do some things that I wanted, you know, and we're not talking about needs. We're not talking about getting some milk. We're not talking about gas. We're not talking about me getting some old blades for my barber supplies. We're not talking about, you know, being able to do my homework when I was a kid. No, we're talking about me being able to go see some friends when I was too young, doing some stuff I shouldn't have been, right? Or, you know, times where, you know, I was places where I shouldn't have been and I couldn't have the freedoms that I wanted, right? There's things that I, you know, I've definitely been held back on. And what you do in those moments, I feel, is step back and take a focus moment, and you look at the bigger picture. You say, it's not about what I can do. And then you got to finish the sentence. It's about what I can do with what I have. It's not about what I have, you know, just what I have, you know, where you at right now. Because some people, you know, I have a idea in my head that it's about your perspective in life is retrospective to the position you are on the map or on the board in the game, whatever you want to call it, right? Because it's just like that gold gradient effect. If you feel that you're not close in proximity to your goals, if you feel like you're not close at achieving the things that you want, then sometimes your morale is low. Sometimes your motivation isn't there. You need that encouragement. You need that push. But you definitely want to keep that going. Even in yourself. If nobody's out there pushing you, man, if nobody's on the outside saying, you're doing a good job. Because that's what we do. Sometimes we're so critical of each other. We like, hey, man, you messed up. Hey, you did this wrong. Hey, man. But I'm here to tell you, hey, man, you know what? If you're listening right now, you're doing a good job. Because you're trying. You're trying to soak up something for yourself. This ain't about, you know, just supporting me. And I appreciate all the listeners. I appreciate all the feedback they've been giving me. Keep following on Instagram, ACFRFR. Check us out, man. DJ Squareopolis. That's at SQUAROPOLIS at Instagram, man. Go check us out. We're doing some really great things. King's Journey, we got an event coming up in March. I'm going to say that one more time. King's Journey, we got an event coming up in March. We're going to give y'all specific dates on that. I just wanted to really share that with y'all today, man. I'm glad everybody had a moment to listen. I'm glad everybody checked in with us. I don't know what we're doing on time. We're going to get it going with y'all. Next week, we're going to be talking about self-efficacy, y'all. Self-efficacy. If you don't know what that is, that's the ability to believe in yourself. The ability to believe in yourself to do and execute behaviors needed to succeed. Needed for achievement, y'all. So we're going to talk about self-efficacy on the next episode, y'all. I appreciate everybody checking us out today. Please leave some more comments. Give me some feedback. We got so many more interviews lined up. I got a lot of people to talk to. A lot of people are already waiting to get talked to. I'm going to get to that. And I'm going to give y'all real good details. I'm going to put some real good information in the descriptions on this interview right here. And tell me what you think. You know, if I missed anything about self-desire, if I didn't touch on anything, if you think, you know, there's something that I should have spoken on more, if you want to hear about it, we will definitely bring it back up, recap it in the next episode, man. Check us out next Wednesday again. What is self? It's AC, man, the artistic creator. I'm just here to give y'all a bit of me. Hopefully it'll be something for you to do something great with.
And we want to thank Mr. AC for coming on down and spreading this good knowledge, this edutainment, and hopefully what we've spoke on will help you in your journey, king or queen, prince or princess, people that don't even understand what royalty is, or just humanity, that we're all humans and we all have our own desires and we all live our own path, our own journey. And hopefully this just made you think about things that you needed to think about.
What is self? You want a better sex life? Don't you want to be making more money every day? Wouldn't you want more respect at your job or in your career? I get it. You're doing all these great things. People ain't noticing. There's one thing that you haven't done yet that's really going to seal the deal. That's really going to put it all together for you. Come talk with me. Come check it out. It's your boy AC on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Music, listening devices. We talking about what is self. These are the things that's going to help you achieve.